Jamie loved school, but his favorite time of the day was lunchtime. His mom always packed something tasty and fun in his lunchbox. On Mondays, it was a turkey sandwich. On Tuesdays, he got pasta. On Wednesdays, it was pizza slices. And every single day, she added a little treat, a cookie, a small chocolate bar, or sometimes even a piece of cake. Jamie never traded his lunch with anyone. He liked every part of it, especially the treat. He would sit with his best friend Lily at their usual table and talk about their favorite cartoons, superheroes, or soccer players while they ate. But one Thursday, something strange happened. When Jamie opened his lunchbox, his eyes went wide. His sandwich, fruit, and even his treat, everything was gone. The only thing left inside was a small piece of paper. It said, "Thank you for the tasty meal." Jamie blinked. "What? Who took my lunch?" he said out loud. Lily looked surprised too. "Maybe it's a joke." Jamie showed the note to their teacher, Miss Carter. She smiled and said, "Sounds like a mystery. Would you like to solve it, detectives?" Jamie and Lily nodded excitedly. Miss Carter helped them make a list of people who had been near the lunchboxes that morning: the janitor, the art teacher, a few students, and even the principal, who had passed by to say hello. "Let's look for clues," Lily said. They went to the lunch area and found something interesting: a tiny trail of cookie crumbs leading down the hallway. They followed the trail. It turned right, then left, then went up the stairs. Finally, it stopped in front of the school library. Carefully, Jamie opened the door. Everything was quiet. Then, they heard a tiny squeak. Behind a pile of books, they saw movement. Jamie leaned in and burst out laughing. There was Max, the class hamster. He had escaped from his cage in the science room. Somehow, he had made it all the way to the lunch area and climbed into Jamie's lunchbox. Next to Max was a little wrapper from the chocolate bar and a few crumbs from the sandwich. He must have been really hungry, Lily said, giggling. Miss Carter helped return Max to his cage and gave him a few hamster treats. She also cleaned his cage better, so he wouldn't try to escape again. As for Jamie, he wasn't upset. "It's hard to be mad at a cute hamster," he said. From that day on, he always kept his lunchbox on a high shelf, out of reach of little paws.